So you ready to get this thing rolling?
Yeah, it's a long time coming, but we're really, really excited. We've been practicing against each other for so long, had some good preseason games, but now it starts to get real, and we're happy to play the Vikings.
You know, the national pundits certainly have their slants. Does that provide a little extra minute? I'm talking about team-wise and personally for you. Mm-hmm. Provide a little extra motivation for this year?
It does. You always kind of play with that chip on your shoulder, much like you know. Everybody has their own opinion on things, but at the end of the day, it's what we do that matters. We hear all the talk. Now it's just our job to go out there, play, and prove them wrong.
This year seems to be very different, and I use the term coaching matters. It seems like the culture has changed from Mike Mularkey all the way through to all the assistants. Am I being accurate?
No, it's very accurate, and I think the biggest thing, their message is have fun. We talk about it every day. Do your job, come in here, put in an honest day's work, but at the end of the day, you got to have fun. You got to enjoy what you're doing on a daily basis, and I think that's why there's so much more and new energy in this building is because everybody's really enjoying what they're doing. They're enjoying the process, and that's why we're playing well right now.
And two guys that you deal with all the time, Bob Bratkowski, the offensive coordinator, and Ole, Greg Olson, the assistant head coach, quarterbacks coach. What have they meant to you for this year's development?
They've meant a lot. Just the way they've taught the offense, not only to myself, but the other quarterbacks and the team. The way they've kind of done it is they made it very enjoyable for us. And they bring a lot of energy to the building. It's fun to go out there and practice with those guys because they're so smart. They have so much experience in the NFL and in the college game. It just provides so much knowledge for us.
And it's across the board because I go to Jerry and his merry band. I'm talking about Jerry Sullivan working with the wide receivers because your wide receivers position group. Mm-hmm. The difference from last year to this year is certainly something that catches the eye.
It's unbelievable. Coach Sullivan has done a great job with those guys, and he pushes them. He makes it very hard on them in practice so that when the game comes along, it's easy for them. They're going out there not thinking about what they're doing, just playing naturally, and they're making a lot of plays right now.
You're excited about that group because, I mean, Justin Blackmon, holy cow. Does he look good has looked good in the preseason? LaRon Robinson, we saw a little flash there in that last preseason game, that deep ball that was oh so close. Big plays, I think, are in the future.
Mm-hmm. They're doing a great job, and the best part about that group is everybody's making plays. They know when coverage is getting rolled to LaRon or Justin or Mike T or Mercedes, when other people are getting doubled, the guys that are in one-on-one matchups are really stepping up and making plays.
Good to have Mojo back.
It's great. What he brings to the table, everybody knows. Selfishly, we all think he's the best running back in the game, which he is. He just adds another great dimension to this offense along with Rashad. Having that 1-2 punch in the backfield is going to be great for us.
You know, his holdout might be a little silver lining because of the amount of exposure that Rashad got to the offense. Mm-hmm. You guys have to have a lot of confidence in him because, you know, we kind of knew what he was last year, mm-hmm. but then he ended up on IR. And what he was able to show in the preseason, you guys got two good backs.
Yeah, that's without a doubt. Knowing his ability and then seeing him go out there and prove it, really to everybody, that he can play at a very high level. And then getting Maurice back just adds a great, versatile group in our backfield.
So is Evan rubbing off on you?
It's just pure laziness right now in camp.
But you going to keep it?
No, I got to cut it. It doesn't look too good.
All right, best of luck this year.
Thank you.